Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. And believe it or not, Dave, it is Sunday, April 30th.
Yes,
which means tomorrow's May.
And that
means
unbelievable.
April's over.
Wow.
We're about
buddy.
A month away now from Memorial Day weekend and the unofficial start to summer.
I don't know what to say. This year is
Are you ready for summer?
I'm getting there. I'm excited, obviously, the better weather and the fun stuff that we have and the different events at the Jersey Shore. Count me in. I'm ready to go here. Here it is. I can't believe we are having this conversation. It seems like it was January-ish and we're having, what are we going to do this year and different things we want to discuss and looking forward to the summer in the distance. Now it's almost here. I'm so excited.
And we're already getting there with daylight too, because it's still light out until 7:30, almost 8 o'clock. And that means summer's around the corner.
It's here, buddy. I am so excited. And the beauty is about the different shows that we have, all the exciting events that are going to be as they were last year and this year. I love that type of stuff.
Something
different each weekend. It doesn't just have to be the beach or different events. It could be anything.
Well, that's the thing. One thing that was happening over the weekend, the Spring Made in Monmouth at Brookdale Community College yesterday, more than 200 small business vendors.
That's a lot.
All the jewelry and baked goods and, little knickknacks and stuff like that. And I was talking to Commissioner Director Tom Arnone. I was like, this is a good way for these small businesses to get to know people, not just in Monmouth County, but people coming in. So, hey, here's what we have. Here's what we sell. Here's where we're located in Monmouth County.
Correct.
So that maybe over the summer on those really, really hot and humid days or those rainy, unpleasant weather days, you're like, maybe I'll go check out some of the shops.
Correct.
Change it up a little bit. And then all which ones are out there in Monmouth County. I mean, there's certainly a bunch in Ocean County, but that was related to an event. When my family's gone down to Wildwood in that area on vacations over the years, sometimes on those days where it's a little rainy, we try to look for museums, do indoor museums.
Not just
my mom
stay
loves
home.
Going
you
to all
go
the shops.
Still, right? I get it.
So check out different things to do indoors. And then all of a sudden, you're finding all these little things you could bring back home, little signs, stuff for the yard. You're like, oh, wow.
Very
there you
cool.
go.
And I love to support local businesses.
Absolutely.
The pandemic was so tough that these businesses to be able to continue going forward. And now we're past that.
Yeah.
And now we can, show them the love and be out there. And it's a fun time, too.
Absolutely. And we're going to show some love like we did last late spring, summer. So last year in Short Time, from May through August, we had on some local folk to talk about different things going on in Monmouth and Ocean County.
Correct.
All the mayors and police chiefs and chambers of commerce and so much more, because we want to help get the word out about what's going on in Ocean and Monmouth County. Indoor
Correct.
Activities, outdoor activities, different acts that are coming to the Jersey Shore. We want to give you different things to do. Things to do with the family, things to do with friends, and so on and so forth. So we're going to start teeing that up starting next Sunday.
Right.
We're going all in, baby. We're looking ahead to summer.
All the chips are in, bud. Let's do it.
We're focusing in starting next Sunday, Jersey Shore summer. So you're going to want to tune in for the guests we have each and every week, because those guests are going to give you all the different things that you could do up until Memorial Day to get you for that appetizer round, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then once the unofficial start to summer is here and people are here and things are popping, you'll know what to do, and
right.
you'll know where to go. And by the way, and we'll point this out too, Monmouth County's got a great thing going on, because we talked about beach badge prices a couple weeks ago,
right.
Dave. Well, I spoke, another story I did with for news recently with Tom Arnone, the Monmouth County Commissioner Director. Monmouth County government has put out this game-changing beach condition database. So
interesting.
On those days we're like, okay, what's going on at the beach? What's the parking like? What are the beach conditions like? What's the water condition like? What are beach badge prices? Boom, all there.
Okay.
So this thing, it gives you all the information you need to know. What the rip currents are like, the weather, the water temperature, beach badge information. It'll give you the hours that lifeguards are on the beach. It'll give you a look at the parking. Wave heights, aquatic risk, rip current locations, so on and so forth. So, it's like this great thing. And Almost like an expansion of Know Before You Go. You can learn more at safebeachday.com.
Know Before You Go. Love that.
It came out during the pandemic because, you know, there were restrictions and stuff like, hey, here's the information before you leave your house or your hotel. Here's what's going on at the beaches in Monmouth County. And like, this is like a big time expansion that I have an article on 94.3thepoint.com. But imagine before going to the beach in Asbury Park, Avon by the Sea, and so on and so forth, you're like, how many people are there? What's the parking situation like? What are the wave heights like? Should I be swimming in the water today, or should I go do something else? Or if the beach is perfect, oh hey, let me get over there now before
it gets packed. Because it's such a big deal to go and to the beach to park the car, and then you get there and it's like, ah, no spot for me, or there's the waves or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just to get that information.
Oh yes, especially if you have little kids, you're like, waves are a little too dangerous today. Maybe I'll take the kids somewhere else or go to the beach and not go in the water today.
No, I think
it's like a great thing.
That's
like,
so smart. Love the idea. Love it.
So now you can know before you go. You're like, hey, you know what? Today's a good day.
Because it is a big deal. It's crowded. If you're going to the beach, you want to know what you're getting yourself into. I love it.
So you can check that out, 94.3thepoint.com. Now, Dave, for the main course.
Here we go, buddy.
So
here we go.
I know we've talked about this on and off over the course of a short time, but and I'm one of those people who doesn't have a favorite seafood dish or like, oh, hey, what's your favorite? Whatever I'm in the mood for at the moment. You know, when I was a little kid.
So it's not like I say, hey, here are five dishes and you have to go with just this one.
You can only pick one. No, I can't. Okay. It's like, when I was a little kid, I was like, probably like most other kids, my seafood likes were limited to like fish sticks.
Yeah, right.
I was like,
of course.
Oh, because maybe it was just like the turn off of the smell. Now I smell seafood. I'm like, oh, I got to go there for dinner.
Right, exactly.
But it's like tilapia, salmon, cod. Maybe I'm in for crab cakes or some lobster or whatever else. Whatever I'm in the mood for, like that night, like I'm at a seafood. I'm like, ooh, this looks good, or maybe the way it's prepared or what comes with it. I'm like, I'm going to have this today.
Okay.
And then that's like the seafood I go with. Sometimes I've tried to make some of it as well. Do you, what side of the fence are you on? Do you have like a specific one, like a go-to or?
Well, great question. So when I'm at a restaurant, I always will look at the specials. And if there is a seafood dish, I will always ask the waiter or waitress, hey, tell me about, the tilapia, whatever they have on there.
Yeah, there you go.
I love lobster.
Okay.
I love shrimp. Even as simple as a shrimp cocktail is always a good thing. It's funny. The more that I'm thinking about this, I guess I don't have a go-to dish. It really depends.
There's like a lot of different things.
If it's something that's a special that sounds good, or, somebody has something that I wouldn't necessarily pick, but there it is. I'll go with it. But yeah, it's not like I have that one dish that I say that I have to have.
And I like to try the different, not even just the different seafoods, but different ways
that's prepared.
That it gets prepared or put together, or maybe somebody makes it a little differently that you like.
Right.
I will say the one lock, whether I'm at a seafood restaurant, well, a restaurant that is specifically known for seafood or whatever, restaurant appetizer-wise.
Okay.
Always around a fried calamari.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good call. That's a great call.
Good to go. A little lemon on top. Some restaurants offer like some sort of sauce with it. Like
I like the sauce. Was it marinara sauce typically, right?
Sometimes. Some offer, I've ordered like this, I forget what it's called. It's like almost like a horseradish, but a little different.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, try it out. Some I've gotten where they've put like seasoning on top that gives it a little kick.
Okay.
Where,
I like a little kick.
Not where your face looks like one of those Sour Patch kind of kids, but like, ooh, all right, this is all right.
I like a little kick. Something that, is like, okay, hey, it gives a little zap, if you will.
So I put together something recently, an article at 94.3thepoint.com, the best seafood restaurants at the Jersey Shore, Ocean Monmouth County. And like similar to the way I did with steakhouses, I don't rank them from 1 to 30 or whatever. It's just kind of like
that list, buddy. It has to be 1 to 30. No,
yeah, I don't rank them. I don't pick favorites here. I mean, there are some that I've tried that I really enjoy that I like.
Yeah.
But I'm not. None of the ones on this list are number 1 or number 30 or whatever. They're all just really good options that I'm like kept looking into it, putting together ones, going off.
Okay.
From a certain list. So these are some of the best seafood restaurants at the Jersey Shore. There's no ranking here. We're just naming them.
Please.
We'll start in Point Pleasant Beach.
good place to start.
Martell's Tiki Bar.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've been there on a sunny day, light breeze off the ocean, sunglasses on, kick back.
The cool enjoy thing, if some you will. Okay.
Had some crab cakes or seafood dish. I mean, they have that. It's all kind of combined. But I mean, you sit there. I mean, overlooking the beach,
it's the perfect
sitting
day.
On a picnic table, music going, people having a good time.
But think about what you're saying here. You have the good meal, but then you also, on top of that, have the beach.
I mean, that's a paradise.
Yeah that works.
So always enjoy going to Martell's Tiki Bar on Point Pleasant Beach. The other one right next to it, of course, or right there, is Jake's Crab House.
There you go.
So if you're looking for a great crab dish with all the fixings, Jake's Crab House is your place to go in Point Pleasant Beach, and then Martell's Lobster House right there as well.
Right,
so grab
right.
the bib.
Okay. That sounds good.
So if you're a lobster kind of person, you can head there. And then Martell's Sushi Bar. Are you a sushi person, Dave?
Love, love, love. By the way, did you know I love sushi? I love sushi.
Good place to go if you're in the mood for some sushi. Check out the pic at the article. The other one is a stone's throw from where we're at right now, although not open at this hour. Baker's Water Street Bar and Grill.
Okay.
So right down the street from the radio station here in Toms River. They have a ton of great food, but I love their seafood. And especially now as we're getting into the warmer weather, they have a nice outside back patio or even that little bar area that kind of overlooks the Toms River from the inside. You know, maybe it's a little hot, but you want an AC. You still want
right.
that little view. I mean, I've been there a bunch of times over the years. It's a great place. Just like one time last summer, I was there Saturday night, dinner, back patio. You could see the sun starting to set. Enjoying some great seafood and music on the back. I've gone there for drinks with different friends or so on and so forth over the years. I mean, it's a great place to go hang out, and they got great seafood there.
Love it.
This next one is a restaurant of our friend, Tim McClune,
okay.
who was on show number one.
A little shout out there. No problem. Sounds
Iron
good.
Iron Whale.
I'm raising my hand, although people can't obviously see that. They're listening.
Can you see everybody?
Can you see me? Great place. View of the ocean, check. Food is on point. Obviously good seafood, mm-hmm. but just a lot of different options there. You will not be disappointed. Great spot.
There you go. I didn't even need to say the rest. Dave's got the endorsement here.
I jumped right on that. I'm like, in.
I was just going to say Tim McClune, and then you took it away. That was good. I mean,
it's
especially since you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard great things about the Iron Whale.
Right on the boardwalk in Asbury.
Mm.
Yeah, so, good location.
Day on the beach, boardwalk?
Yeah, you're right there. And the cool thing is you have people walking around. You can see the ocean right there. And then you're in a very nice spot. It's a beautiful restaurant.
Mm. Good to know. I have to check out the Iron Whale.
Yes, you do.
Another of McClune's establishments, one of the many, McClune's Pier House over in Long Branch.
Yes.
Amazing view of the ocean. Right on top of the beach, and Long Branch has a beautiful beach.
Yes, it does.
Way it's set up over the water and everything. So go enjoy McClune's Pier House. The other one that we've I believe mentioned on the past here, over in Seabright, the Rum Runner,
great
seafood
spot, yeah. Really good spot. I'm like, hey everybody, listen to me. This is some good food.
We are a couple guys who love our seafood.
Oh, without a doubt.
Bum Rogers Crab House and Tavern.
You know, I've never been there.
Seaside
and
Park.
I've heard so many great things. I know Kevin Williams
loves that
place. And it's one of those places that I'm thinking, why haven't I been? Well, I need to.
There you go.
I'll grab Kevin Williams and we'll go. Vin, of course.
Yeah. We'll make a day of it.
Yes.
Once you get into that area, Seaside Park, you could smell, like, with that light breeze, the seafood coming from Bum Rogers Crab House. It smells amazing.
There is a place, I don't know if it's on the list. It's, I want to say it's called the Atlantic Bar and Grill. It's attached to that hotel. I can't think of the name of the hotel, but it's got everything. It's a nice, it's a high-end place. Great seafood. It's, a lot of great options there. And, of course, you're right on the beach. It's beautiful.
There we go. We'll have to keep scrolling.
Yeah.
If not, that's another good place to go.
Yes, I'm putting it out there.
Park Seafood over in Seaside Park.
Ooh, I don't know it.
Award-winning crab cakes, Dave.
Crabby cakes.
It's on the boardwalk.
Okay.
So go check that out.
I'm going to.
Klein's Fish Market and Waterside Cafe.
Belmar, right?
In Belmar.
I have never been.
Some delicious-looking seafood dishes there.
Okay.
The Shrimp Box and Outside the Box Patio Bar in Point Pleasant
there
Beach.
There it is. Okay.
Another great seafood option for you.
Okay.
Seagrass Restaurant.
Seagrass.
When driving through Monmouth County, head over to the Seagrass Restaurant in Ocean Grove.
Ooh,
some
okay.
Some great seafood gotta over there, too.
Check that out. All right.
Runner's Seafood Restaurant and Market over in La Valette.
Okay.
See, you're starting to write some of these down, Dave.
Yeah, my pen is running out of ink here.
They call him Mr. Shrimp. That's not the name. That's just the way I put it out. Mr. Shrimp Seafood Restaurant and Market is the whole name.
Got it. Okay. Very cool.
You know, remember Lion King? They call him Mr. Pig.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Well, this is Mr. Shrimp.
Okay.
Over in Belmar. And then we got Bar's Landing Restaurant in Highlands.
Highlands, yes. Great area.
You're going to need a larger lobster boat, Dave.
Yes, you are. That's a good spot. Good location. Beautiful view of the water.
Hmm. There you go. That's what I love. It's eating seafood,
well,
looking
the
over the water.
If you can get the view of the water with your meal.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
Yes, it is. And even if the food isn't that great, you have the view, so it all balances off there.
There you go. At least you go home with a good memory. Yeah. Shore Fresh Seafood Market and Restaurant over in Point Pleasant, Barone Beach. Some mouth-watering seafood dishes, Dave.
Very soothing.
Taking a look.
I like that.
Atlantic Offshore Fishery. From bluefin tuna to sushi and so much more over in Point Pleasant Beach.
What's it called?
Atlantic Offshore Fishery.
Ooh, and they have sushi. Okay, did not know that.
So, I mean, Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Knitcher, when he was on our show last summer,
uh-huh.
I think he described it as like the, he so boldly declared that Point Pleasant Beach was the seafood capital of New Jersey.
Wow.
And
that
they
is
got
a bold
ton
statement.
Of great seafood restaurants.
I remember
restaurants.
That. Okay.
Meanwhile, over in Neptune Township, we've got Sea Crab.
Never been. Got
to check
it
out.
Okay.
In Long Branch, Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant.
There you go.
And then, of course, another legendary Ocean County establishment, the Crab's Claw Inn in La Valette. Some mouth-watering, a delicious seafood over at the Crab's Claw Inn. In Brielle, we got Shipwreck Grill.
Great. Great. One more time. Great place.
Dave's all over it.
Love it. Good spot.
In Forked River, we've got the Captain's Inn.
Okay.
In the Forked River section of Lacey. Nice place to be on a spring or summer day.
It is a good
when
spot.
It's sunny, there's a breeze, you're looking for some great seafood.
Uh-huh.
Head over to the Captain's Inn. In Beach Haven, down on LBI, we got the Black Whale Bar and Fish House.
Never been, okay.
Some great seafood down there
good
on LBI.
Name.
In Manasquan, Harpoon Willie's.
Fantastic. Really good spot. I tell you what, random thought there. Great seafood. What they do, Vin, is the bar wraps around and then they will cook certain items on a grill behind the bar.
Oh, there you go.
Amazing cheeseburgers. Although we're talking about seafood, I'm just saying if you're there.
They got good cheeseburgers
you
too.
Have an amazing
for all
cheeseburger,
you non-seafood eaters.
But it's such a good spot. Again, a view of the water. You will not be disappointed.
There we go. Mud City Crab House over in Manahawkin.
Okay.
So it's another seafood place to check out, Southern Ocean County. In Rumson, along with a view of the Navesink River.
I think I know where you're going to go.
Barnacle Bill's.
Yes. Great, great spot. Old school spot. Love it.
Mm. It's all, see in pictures, I'm like, oh, it's definitely
yeah,
a place
a
I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
In Point Pleasant Beach, the Lobster Shanty.
Yes. That's a good go-to.
In Seabright, Second Jetty Seafood Restaurant.
Never been. Heard good things.
That looks like a pretty good place, too.
Mm-hmm.
In Seaside Park, he's bringing sexy food back, Dave. Chef Mike's ABG.
That's it. That's the place, American Bar and Grill. That's mm-hmm. that. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And last one on our list here for today, over on the Manasquan Inlet in Point Pleasant Beach. I've had lunch there before. Red's Lobster Pot.
Good spot. That's a good list, buddy. Yeah, it's so funny. You think about here we are at the Jersey Shore, and you're thinking, okay, what are the different seafood spots?
Yeah.
And then you list them out, like, wow, we got a few of them. We're in good shape here. We have a nice selection.
Mark those down. Check it out, 943thepoint.com. I have the article for you. You can go to the Short Time of Dave tab. And you know what? Start marking these down. Maybe we make it like a summer bucket list type of item.
Okay.
Visit as many seafood restaurants in Monmouth and Ocean County as possible. Maybe all 31 on that list.
Love it, buddy. Love it.
Check out the seafood. We got a great guest coming up next. It is Joanne Burney from Alera Community Farm in Wall Township, talking about some things that they got going on over there at the farm this spring, some things for you and the family, and even ideas to bring back to school, maybe a school field trip coming up toward the end of the school year, if the students are being good, of course.
Oh, of course.
We got more Short Time of Vinny Dave coming up right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bettero. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Pointboro High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Carlson with you. And with us here this morning is Joanne Burney, co-founder and executive director of Alaire Community Farm of Wall Township. Coming back to the show, I believe this is maybe you're tying a record here, Joanne. You and Dana Lancelotti from the New Jersey Business Restaurant Hospitality Association have now been on the show 3 times.
Yay!
So our record holder.
Excellent. Well, thank you for having me back.
No, our pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
There we go. So we want to get all sorts of updates on our friends there at the farm and talk about some events that people can attend coming up over the next few weeks and months. But first things first, how are our animal friends on the farm?
Animals are doing great. They're thrilled because as of April 1st, we're now reopened to the public.
There you go.
So
nice.
Although we had our programs going on all winter long, they miss the daily visitors, you know.
Of course.
The kiddies, the grandparents, mom and dad, you know. And so they're loving it because most people that come through the farm choose to get our feed bags and they feed the animals. So they love having all the guests. So everybody's back. We have a few new ones to the farm.
Oh, I'd like to hear about that.
Them. Do
please.
Tell.
Okay. Please.
We just, last 3 weeks, we rescued a mini albino donkey named Patrick.
Okay.
And a mini dwarf goat named Sunshine.
There we go.
And
great
then four
name.
Turkeys. We have Tom and Jerry and Ethel and Lucy.
I love it.
That's outstanding.
They're wonderful animals that were well cared for, but an elderly woman passed on, and the grandkids did the best they could, but really needed some help in supporting these animals. So they just came out of quarantine, because when we bring an animal over, we quarantine them for 14 days to make sure that they don't have any issues. We have blood work done and stool samples, and just to make sure they don't bring anything to our farm to affect our animals. But they did. They passed with flying colors,
good.
And so now they're into the population.
Oh, there
Very
we go.
Good.
So some new friends to the mix there. I love all the names that you guys come up with for all the different animals there.
Yeah.
Is that like a process that you and your husband go through and everybody on the farm?
Well, it depends. Some animals come with names, and we keep them, or if we hate the name, we change it.
All right.
Okay.
And then other ones, my daughter in particular in the beginning was, she's an artist, she's creative, so she says, let me think about it, let me get to know them, and then she watches their personality, and then she names them. So, example, we have a rooster and 2 hens that live in our side yard because we like the sound of a rooster in the morning. And and his name is Goliath because he's a big and protective.
At what time does the rooster give
usually
the wake-up call?
Usually at 3 a.m. they start.
And how about that wake-up call, Dave?
So 3 a.m. and then is there like a pause and then another at 5?
Yeah, then they'll
5.
Start again around 5.
Okay.
Almost like hitting the snooze button.
It's a snooze button.
But his women.
His name should be Snooze, yes.
That's exactly it. And his two women that he cares for, our hens, are named Franchise and Marsala, which
oh,
I think were good names for them.
nice.
But, you know, so it all depends. They get names different ways, but, you know. They're all loved and adored.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
You know, but they need a name. You need to know
every single
animal on the farm. So what we did new this year is over the winter, we had each of the animal stories told on a sign, and so that people can really get to know them. So we'll say Ray and the Donkey, where he came from, what his story is.
I love that.
You know, Ryan Goosling, you know, our goose.
Our friend.
And his story, yeah. So, good. So it's really great. So we're trying to get the people much more involved in knowing the animal story, understanding that they are... rescued. And of course, there is a little QR code there that you can go right to our donate page on our website.
Nice, I like that.
That's a new addition this year to kind of get people more involved with the animals and their story and understanding the mission of the farm.
How have all the new animals acclimated to, I guess, a new surrounding and seeing different animals aside them on the farm?
That's a great question. The turkeys are loving it.
There we go.
Actually, so much. They were in the back in one of our barns, and we have a fox problem in Monmouth County where we live, and the fox were scoping them out, so we knew were in danger, so we had to put them into an enclosed pen so at night they could be locked up so that they, because they would be definitely, taken alive.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, so we moved them up top. Well, they are such huge hits. Everybody loves Tom and Jerry and Ethel and Lucy, and they are loving everybody. So the kids come up, and they have this funny noise that they make when they greet you, and the boys, Tom and Jerry, will puff up their feathers to say, check me out, aren't I handsome? Okay. And so they're a big hit. They're loving their new home.
There we go.
Patrick is trying to figure out where he fits in. He's not sure if he wants to go with Reagan the Donkey, who also is with Al the Alpaca, and then the two goats, Snickerdoodles and Dudley. They all came together.
Great names.
Got all these clicks on the farm.
Yes. Or does he want to go with the other donkeys on the other side of the farm, Diego and Ariel, who are also lovely, but they're in with the mini ponies. So what we do is we walk Patrick back and forth, and he kind of just like talks to them through the fence. And he'll figure out, he'll let us know where he wants to live. He's still making up his mind.
A lot of decisions. There's a lot of drama going on there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of moving parts.
You know, it's kind of like, I used to teach kindergarten many years ago. And, certain personalities, you couldn't sit together. So there was always the seat swap. And the same thing with the animals. There's the paddock swap, depending on their personalities.
Fence could be very entertaining at times, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, there's always a pecking order. Somebody has to be the boss. And it's funny. You never know who's going to step up and be the dominant. You're surprised. Usually it's the smallest one.
Interesting. Yeah. Small but mighty.
Dogs. Usually it's the little dogs.
Yeah, that Napoleon,
syndrome.
Yeah, the little yappy dog going after the big pit bull, right?
Right.
Yep.
How are some of the older friends? Like, I know you talked about Ryan Goosling earlier. How are them doing as we get going here in 23?
They're doing great. I was doing a tour of the farm yesterday, and I stopped to say hello to Ryan, because if I dare drive by him, he squawks and complains.
Nice.
Like, I see you.
Gotta say hello.
And I went over and talked with him, and he's got some new ducks in there, and he seems to be, very happy with his responsibilities. Jack and Jill, our sheep, are totally acclimated to the farm, because they were about to go to slaughter a couple years ago, and it took them a long time to get used to people, and now they're wonderful. We have the mini piglets, Charlotte and Willow and Rosie and Elizabeth. If you come to the farm, you'll see them being walked around on leashes. So they've gotten used to their harness, and now they walk the property and love it. And so a lot of our animals. Oh, we have another new one that came from our friends who had a farm. Had a farm in Wall, and they went down to Florida for the winter, and their goat was being bullied by the other goats. Her name is Bambi. She is a love bug. And Bambi just roams the farm. She doesn't like to be in a paddock. She considers herself part human. And so
why not?
She'll just, when you come to the farm now, you'll see Bambi just roaming around the farm, and go on up and say hi to her. She loves to be pet. So
almost like that nighttime security guard, just kind of like walks around and checks out the area.
We get someone who hasn't been there in a while, I get the frantic text, there's a goat out. It's only Bambi.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Tell her to stop eating daddy's bushes. Like, my husband planted all these good bushes, and Bambi eats them all. But what are you going to do?
Could be
advertising. I mean, heart wants what it wants. I mean, some people love food. And
That's it.
And what is it? Lucy the pig? or
Lily the pig.
The pig. That's Lily. I was drawing a blank.
Yeah. Lily gave us a little bit of a scare this weekend. Oh. One of our head feeders called and was crying. She goes, I think this is it for Lily, because Lily's getting up there in years. And I said, what's the matter? She goes, she hasn't eaten. She won't drink now. You know, we called the vet. The vet said, I'll be there after church. And my husband and I went down, and she wouldn't get up for us. And, you know, we're like, oh, this is it for poor Lil. And he said, go up in the fridge and see if you can get some fruit for her. So I went, okay. I had watermelon and cantaloupe and brought it down. He started hand feeding it to her. It's like we woke her stomach up.
Wow.
And Lily jumped up and then started demanding more. So I ran to Acme and bought all the cut up fruit that they had.
That's good.
Brought it back to my 900-pound pig. Anyway, long story short, we find out that Lily is just being finicky, and it's that time of the month for her.
Aha.
And so she wants what she wants when she wants it.
There it is.
And there we go.
So the avocados and the zucchini and the carrots, she just wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. She wanted, you know, me, like sometimes I feel like a chocolate bar. Lily wanted watermelon, cantaloupe, you know, fruit, you know, sweet fruit. And so she's doing much better.
Good to hear that.
She's on the mend, so.
I do enjoy some good fresh fruit, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to eat, you know.
Right.
Healthy things. Not that the fruit isn't, but it's not what she should be eating.
She's got to, you know, spread things out every once in a while. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Eat the things you should and the things you probably shouldn't.
And another funny story with Lily is our vet said right away, go take her temperature. Well, my husband and I were off the property, so we asked one of our volunteers to do it. She took her temperature. She called me back. She goes, it's 93. I was like, oh, that's not good. I called the vet. She goes, that's not good at all. She goes, I'll come over, you know, as soon as I'm out of here.
Right.
And apparently, she used the wrong hole. So
that'll do it.
When she took her temperature
yep.
on a female.
Okay.
And so Lily was fine. Her temperature actually was exactly where it was supposed to be.
Oh, good.
Wasn't.
Good
so
to hear.
That's good.
You know, these are stories that happen on a farm, and who knew?
Exactly.
Kind of makes you laugh after the fact.
Right, exactly.
Whoops, wrong area.
Yeah.
When people come to the farm, and I know we've touched on this in the past, what are the, I guess, the rules or ways that they can go about petting some of the animals or saying hello to them?
Yep. Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for saying that. We just ordered a whole bunch of new signs to put up around because farm is a dangerous place. Mm. And, you know, when any farm in the country, each state has a sign that you always have to place up for a liability reason that says, this is a farm, you could die, it's dangerous.
Right.
Because animals, you know, are animals. And they, although they're loving, sometimes, you know, you never know what's going to spook them or scare them. So the rule of thumb is all of our animals are in pens, and that's to protect our animals from the public. Because, you know, petting it, they love to be pet, but on their terms. So they'll come up to the paddock, and you can pet them, and you can feed them. But if they don't want to be pet or fed, they'll stay back.
Okay.
And so
that's fair.
When we used to let people in, they'd be taking selfies with our alpaca and, you know, trying to, you know, hold on to the donkey, and the donkey be running away.
Oh,
and the animals were having, you know, diarrhea, and it was like stressing them out.
So
now when you come, they're in a nice paddock. Everybody can reach them and access them, but on their terms.
Mm. With limits.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
And so it's just to protect the animals, you know, if they don't feel well, if they're old, they may not want to be around a bunch of people that day. So it's on their terms. But most of our animals are always up at the gate waiting to be fed. Our little piglets, we have a double fence, and we have a chute that the kids throw the food into the chute.
That's
and then the pigs are at the bottom collecting it because pigs' mouths are at the bottom of their faces, so they can't see your hands.
Okay.
So the chances of you getting nipped are very high. And so to protect the children, we had to do these chutes.
Makes sense.
And then the only animals we don't allow you to feed are the cow and the horses. And the reason for that is they are on such specialized diets that even the food that we sell in our market for $2.50 a bag, which is from our nutritionist in Purina, it's a very healthy, safe food for them. It still is not great for the horses. And the other thing with the horses is you can't feed them. You have to have your palm open. You have to feed them a certain way, because otherwise their teeth are going to get a little hand and they're going to bite it.
Mm.
And so that's to protect the public. But they can certainly visit them and hear their read their stories and learn about them. The horses love to be visited, but you shouldn't feed them because it's dangerous.
Makes sense. Well, we want to discuss some events coming up at Alaire Community Farm. Joanne, can you hang around with us? We got
sure,
to step out.
Sure, happy to.
There
Excellent.
We go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Joanne Burney from Alaire Community Farm in Wall Township right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Epineau, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this morning is Joanne Burney, co-founder and executive director of Alaire Community Farm in Wall Township. We've been doing a little reunion here, Dave,
yes,
this morning, catching up, getting updates on all our friends over there at Alaire and some new friends that
like
are now
that.
Available for
yes.
you to go check out at Alaire Community Farm. And some new programs, some great events coming up, Joanne, over the next few weeks and months. So what's coming up for people to come and see and be part of it, Alaire?
Great. Well, glad you're asking me this. First of all, new to this year is we are now open 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So we used to close on Mondays, but we spent all day Monday telling people we're closed. So we said, this is silly.
Keep it open.
Let's just leave it open.
Right, right.
And so we're open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, Sunday, 12 to 4. So those are
okay.
our
Good
programs
hours.
For the public to come to the petting zoo. We have birthday parties every weekend.
Oh, okay.
We have class trips going on during the week.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that goes on a regular basis. Special programs that we're doing are that are coming up are three. The first one is May 3rd.
Okay.
And that's called Light the Night. And this is our second year doing this program. It's a partnership that we started with Wall Township High School, and it's to remember people who have died to overdose.
During the overdose epidemic.
You know, a drug overdose.
Yep.
We added COVID this year for anybody who lost their life to that also.
Mm.
And also, at this event, we have luminaries, and it's kind of a time of remembrance, a pretty time when the lights go down at the farm and
okay.
the sun sets. It's very pretty. That's all lit. We do like a little memorial walk. But we also have probably around 40 different agencies that deal with mental health and addiction issues.
Mm.
And they have tables there. We have music. We have food.
Nice.
We'll have food trucks. And the whole point is to prevent this from happening again. And
sure.
so
yeah.
I know this year, I think Commissioner Nick DiRocco will be speaking.
Oh, good.
We have a lot of health professionals speaking. I'll be there talking about the farm and how we can help with at-risk teens and the programs we do for young people who are at risk at the farm. So that's on May 3rd.
Okay.
Last year was the first year. It was very successful. So I hope this year that we're going to really hit it out of the park.
Nice.
So that's that one. The next program we're doing is on May 9th. It's a Tuesday, and that's we're dedicating our teaching greenhouse that we got through a grant through Monmouth County and specifically Director Tom Arnone.
Okay.
Because we do a program with him called the Sushi Program, which is a program for elementary school kids where we bring urban and suburban schools together, and we teach them growing from seed to harvesting.
Mm.
But we're also teaching young people from different socioeconomic groups, different, like example, first year we did this program, it was Asbury Park and Colts Neck. The chances of those kids coming together
I like that.
Right.
Are
yeah.
not great.
Yeah.
And so we break down those barriers that really we're all the same. We all,
absolutely.
We all, want to be treated with dignity and respect. We all,
yeah.
Want to have friends and
right.
belong. And so it's a great way of bringing these communities together and, building, teaching them how to eat healthy, because particularly in the lower income towns, it's very expensive to eat healthy.
Right.
So it's much cheaper to go to the dollar menu than to go, you know, Whole Foods and get all organic food.
Right. Right.
And so we're teaching them how to grow in their own gardens. In
I
their
like
own
that.
Homes.
That is good.
And then what we do at the end of this program is they go to each other's school and we build a garden there. And so the school then sustains that garden so that, you know, they teach the younger kids, you know, how to grow. So that program is Tom Arnone's. We're in our seventh year doing it. And we got this grant and now we built this teaching greenhouse that's going to feature all the different growing meetings. So we have hydroponics, aquaponics, aeroponics,
wow,
raised beds. So it's all these things that these young people can learn about, but also our special needs programs that are there during the week, our HOPE program, our high school GAIN program for special needs kids. They'll learn all of these. So if they graduate, then they can, you know, come work on our farm. They can go work at a nursery. They can go work at another farm. So that's on May 9th at 4 p.m. So we're really excited about that.
Some good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Because that'll keep us going year round. It'll be a constant 70 degrees, whether it's the middle of winter or the heat of the summer. And so we're thrilled to have this greenhouse. So that's the second big thing coming up in the next few weeks. And the last one is May 13th. It's our fifth or sixth year hosting. No, it's more than that. It was a seventh year hosting Children's Mental Health Awareness Day for Monmouth County.
Okay.
And we've been hosting that for Monmouth County, but we have a lot of Ocean County agencies come also. And that's another day where we just put the focus on mental health. And now in our country, we're in epidemic proportions with depression, suicidal thoughts, self-harming, anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, COVID just made it all the more worse. And
for
so
sure,
we're there to destigmatize it, to be early, give early intervention, and then to help these parents and young people get some help. So that's going to be a huge event on May 13th at the farm.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
All of these events, I should say, are free and open to the public. So
very educational, helpful, supportive, all ways to bring the communities together at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and really, really needed because, you know, the mental health is crazy now.
Yeah, people need an outlet, a way to feel like everybody else and that somebody understands.
Yep, and sometimes that's all you have to do is say it.
Yeah.
You know, speak it and say, I'm struggling with depression.
Absolutely.
Struggling with these bad thoughts. And then, you know, we find you people to talk you through it. If you would like a job at our farm and you're a young person, I have a stipend through a grant
there
that
you go.
That I can hire you and you can make some money and you can use the farm environment. Our tagline is we nurture through nature. So if you want to work in the greenhouses, you want to work with the animals, you get a paycheck. And before
there you go.
You know
that's
it,
really great.
Before you know it, you're feeling a little better about yourself. You have a purpose and
absolutely.
And that cloud kind of dissipates.
So Joanne, going off of that, how can people reach out about working on the farm, volunteering, just getting involved with helping out around the farm and with the store and with feeding the animals and being there for class trips or birthday parties?
Well, that's a great question. We as of January 1st, have Town Square Media does our website now.
Oh,
and
very nice.
They've done a great job of really setting it up that you can see all of the parts of the nonprofit and then all the parts of the farm and open to the public. So if you want to volunteer, you can go on there and there's an online form. If you want to have a birthday party, you can do that. If you want to donate, you can do that. If you want to know more about the farm and its mission, there's videos. It's a very interactive website go there and just ask your question. If you can't, for some reason, can't find an answer to your question on that website, you do contact us and everything goes directly to me.
Oh, okay.
And then
That's good. I look at
it. And I'll say, okay, this is a good question for the person who runs our disabilities programs. I'll send it off to her. If it's about volunteering, I'll send it to our administrator who will tell you when the next training is. If it's about a riding lesson, it'll go to our trainers.
Mm.
So everything comes to me so I still can keep an eye on what the vibe is, what people need most with the farm. But it's really, we're very happy with the website and we feel like it's really user-friendly for the public.
Very nice.
And are there ways that people can help out with food or donating to what you got going on at the farm?
Yeah, I mean, the best people always like they want to bring extra food and things like that. That we kind of, because our animals are all on specialized diets, cash and gift cards are the best. Okay. So like, you know, if you you wanted to get a Tractor Supply gift card or a Rick Saddle Shop or Mammoth Feed or, you know, PetSmart, those kind of things are always helpful for the farm. We're always getting vitamins and supplements and, you know, leashes and all that kind of stuff. But that's the best way to help us out is, you know, either a gift card or a direct donation. You could do it right through our website or, you know, check Solaire Community Farm. Everything goes directly to that. We are 100% of the money, you know, look us up. Go on our website. Look at our 990, which is what every nonprofit has to do.
Your 501c3.
And we have to submit our financials. Sure. We are audited. We're very proud of how small our administrative costs are and how much goes back into the programs we do, because the majority of the people are volunteers, or and even if they do work for us, we have grants for that. Mm. And so our overhead is really minuscule, and everything else goes back into the program. So we're really proud of that.
If somebody wanted to donate gradually, you know, over time, which probably is a big benefit, if somebody, instead of like the end of a year, they wanted to do like each month or something like that. Is there a way for them to go online and set up like an auto debit type? Okay.
That's a great question. Thank you. Yes, they can go on and do automatic donations. We also have on our website, you can go on and we have an animal sponsorship page. So you can look at all of our animals, read about their stories, and then you can sponsor them once.
Oh, wow.
You can sponsor them for a year. And so that's a great birthday present or something.
Oh, I like that a
lot. We had a birthday party this weekend, and all of a sudden, all of these donations kept coming through. And I saw in honor of Emmy's birthday. So people, instead gifts,
I like that.
They said, donate to the farm. And so, you know, at Christmas time, it's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
We'll send you a certificate that an animal has been sponsored in your name, or, you know, money has gone towards the HOPE program for
people
with disabilities, you know. And so there's all kinds of ways. We'll take it monthly, yearly. You know, put us in your will.
There you go.
Whatever you want to do.
Why not?
The more that comes in, the more that goes back into the program. Right. So
okay, that's excellent.
Joanne, with I know we're going into May now, and sometimes it's, you know, usually decent enough out weather-wise and everything, you know, not too hot, not too chilly, and everything is the month of May usually when animals are kind of out and about, and as opposed to like the middle of July or August when it's like really hot and some of the animals kind of go inside for some shade.
Definitely. They're out and at the fence ready to be fed. Now this is a very safe time for the animals, because the time that's really dangerous, people always think it's in the winter during a storm. That's not it. They grow their winter coats and they're fine for that. You know, as long as it's not like, you know, sleeting rain on them,
sure,
they can get out of the rain, and all of our animals have that. We have a, you know, 20 stall barn for all the horses. The dangerous part on the farm is the heat of the summer.
Mm. Okay.
Because that's when, you know, you heard that expression, you can lead a horse to water. They don't always drink.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, that's why we have salt licks on there.
Okay.
You'll see that, a big chunk of salt hanging on the fence. We want them to lick that so that then they'll drink the water, because it's a very dangerous time for a horse is the summertime with the heat. And so, you know, now they're all out and about. We try to get them all out every day regardless. But in the heat of the summer, you might come on a 100 degree day and they're going to be in the barn with fans on them, because it's safer then.
Right.
Yeah. So we're you know, very fussy with, you know, they all have places to get out of the sun and out of the heat. And then particularly the horses, because they're the largest, but they're the most temperamental. They all have fans on them in the summertime.
Makes sense. I mean, listen, kind of like us in a way, right? In the summer, we want to get into the fans, the shade, maybe laying down on the hammock under a nice tree. We all want to get out of the heat at some point.
I hear that, yes.
Yeah. Joanne, appreciate you coming on and giving us some updates and talking about some upcoming programs that you got going on at Alaire Community Farm. More than just going there and checking out the animals, you guys do so much great work for the community.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And
our pleasure.
Just one quick thing I wanted to mention. We today and by the end of the week, we have phase one of our Path to Independence going down. And that's an access mat that will allow anyone in a wheelchair to fully access phase one of this of our property. We had a wonderful donor who has paid to do the entire farm, but we're going to continue to do that as the summer goes on, get the whole property done. But right now, you'll be able to access the petting zoos, both the indoor and the outdoor, and we're really pleased about that, and we're thankful to our donor. So if you're in a wheelchair, don't feel like you can't come, because now you're going to be able to easily access
Love that. Those yeah, areas. Absolutely. It's a place for everybody throughout the course of a year to go and check out the animals, go to all these different events, and just be present in the moment and, you know, go out there and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Go, you know, throughout the month of May and all year long, go check out field trip, birthday party, and, you know, a day out with the kids. Go to Allaire Community Farm in Wall Township and check out all the things going on there, and I'll meet all the new animal friends too. So we'll have you covered as well. We'll give you some of the details at 943thepoint.com as well. Thanks again to Joanne Burney, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Allaire Community Farm in Wall Township. More Short Time with Vin and Dave coming up next right here on 943 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long I gotta wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 943 The Point?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebineau, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show.
Great
show. Number 65 in the books.
65.
The number of Nasty Nestor Cortez.
Okay, I'm thinking I don't have a 65.
Yankees pitcher who does all the he's a phenomenal pitcher. He was an all-star last year. He's having a really great year this year. He does also little leg kicks and tricks on the mound. It's fun to watch.
Okay, I gotcha.
Well, we had a fun show. Well, I mean, listen, we laid it out for you. All the great seafood options and restaurants in Monmouth and Ocean Counties at the top of the show.
I know I'm hungry, yes.
We got the recap for you at 943thepoint.com. You can go to Short Time of Vin and Dave. There's a tab right up there at the top of the page. And then Joanne Burney joined us again from Allaire Community Farm of Wall Township. They got some educational programs and events coming up this week. And then over the next few weeks as well. So, you know, start planning out now. We're getting into May. I mean, some of these events are education awareness, community events for you to come together with everybody and anybody, family, friends, whoever, and come learn more, not just about the animals there, but about each other and have like these community build events, which I love. That they're more than just a farm, Dave, somewhere to go check out and learn about all the animals that they have, but to be there and remember others who've... who lost their lives due to COVID or who were a victim of the opioid overdose epidemic and drug epidemic, those who are struggling with mental health, veterans, they have programs for military veterans there and so much more for at-risk youth as well. So they really do a lot for the community, not just in Wall Township or even Monmouth County, but for the whole Jersey Shore and Ocean County as well. So always great to hear from Joanne, and they've got some new animal friends there, of
that.
Course. We
got
to go meet
names,
as well.
By the way, very nice.
They always come up with creative names.
Oh, yeah.
She brought it up. So always something great to do at Allaire Community Farm, and that, hey, you know, they're open for the season and everything, so go check them out.
Right, and also, too, I like that she mentioned that there's accessibility for wheelchair.
Mm.
So that's so important. So they're really looking to take care of everybody involved. Of course, the animals, a good time. She was mentioning there's different birth dates or birthday parties, if you will.
You could sponsor
different
an animal.
Events you can do, and I love that. You can go on. If there's that one animal you really like and you want to donate, please don't hesitate to do so.
And the new signs that they have posted right outside these animals, it gives you their name, where they came from,
a little bit
about them.
Sure.
Different new ways to feed the animals, especially some of the... I thought it was interesting because she explained how you feed the pigs, kind of like where their mouth is where their eyes are, and they have that like little middle chute that you could send for kids to put down food so that they could, you know, feel the satisfaction and, you know, joy of feeding a pig, but without even realizing that them actually putting their hand up to the pig's mouth could injure them. So
and also,
I mean,
too, just like the way that they handle it with the animals, that the animals are okay, and the way that they have the interaction with the general public. So
yeah,
they're looking out for everybody involved, the people coming there as well as for the animals.
And certainly ways that you could volunteer and go help out at the farm and donate as well, Dave, to help the Allaire Community Farm continue to grow and help people.
So great to get the updates, and you and I need to pay a little visit. Go out there.
It's a great place. It's been a minute. So you've got to get back up there and go check out all the new friends and all the new programs. It's really a great space there. They do such great work and everything. We got another great show as we turn the calendar. Well, we're not turning the calendar next week. We're turning the calendar tonight and getting into May, and that means we got to get ready for some late spring, summer activities over the next few weeks and months.
Some great guests coming on. Very excited.
Jersey Shore Summer here on Shore Time.
Yes,
or you
sir.
Know what? Basically, I'm gonna say it, Dave. Starting tomorrow and going through Labor Day, it is not only Shore Time all the time, it is summertime on Shore Time all the time. There
Nicely
you go.
Nicely done, buddy. Great guest. It's going to be a blast.
Have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, everybody. Enjoy the time ahead. Go out to the Allaire Community Farm this week and in this coming month and check out all their events as well. And Dave, have a great week ahead
you
as
too,
well.
You too, my friend. And thank you to all the listeners, as always.
There you go. More Shore Time with Vin and Dave a week from now, 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday on 94.3 The Point. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Take care.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.